Ya choisi Moshe, Yisro Hashem Oise Lo'om. Choisi Moshe sees Asher Kohu Asher Oise Lo'om. V'yom Mo'ad Ovo Azeh Asher Ato Oise Lo'om. Tu Ato Yoshe Lo Azeh V'chol Om Nisa V'olech Om L'Avoy Ka'ar Ores. What is this? Asher Ato Oise Lo'om are you doing to the nation? Rashi says, "Vayoshev Moshe v'imacharot." It was after shortly Rashi's Moshe Yom Kippur, and Moshe sat to lishpot his ha'om. Vayamid ha'om al Moshe v'nabayka ha'arav. Look, Rashi, Yoshev k'melach v'kul oimtim. You seem like a king, everybody's standing. Ruksha Adova Li Yitzhak. It was bothering Yitzhak. And Yitzhak let him know it. He wasn't embarrassed. We spoke on the Shavuot Thursday. And Yitzhak was very sincere. And he's 100% early, open. And he said, what's going on? She was Zalda B'chvoyen Shal Yitzhak. She was being Zalda B'chvoyen Shal Yitzhak. V'chicho Hakach. And I said, Emma, do I ask her Yitzhak about that? What's going on? And everybody's standing up. And you're sitting levadecho. Rabbi Yekar Ha'Oref. So Moshe tells them, "Ki Yevan, I'm the Jewish Elikim. Ki Yevan, Dovah Bayilash, Vat Benish Lo'eo. I'm still judging them." But Yom Echoyse, Moshe Elav Lo'y Toiv Hadov Asher Ata Oysa. It's not good what you're doing. You see a switch in his language over here of Yisrael. But first he started off with a very, very strong Mo'adovah Asher Ata Oysa La'om. What is this you doing to the nation? And then he said, Lo'itoy V'adovah. It's not so good what you're doing, Asher Ata Oysa. Here he didn't say La'om. Novel T-Boil, you're going to wear out. Aleh Lo'ibah, the leaf wore out, it dried up. You're going to dry up. You're going to wear out. Gamata, gamata, asher imach yichovim imchadover leisucha asol levadech. Lemaisa, Moshe Ben, it's not going to work. It's going to wear you out. Atu shema bekuli otzecha. I want to try to give you an etza. Well, I think as the emes of pshat over here, lechore there was a shinoi in the lashonis of Yisrael. Yisrael changed. From his original taina, what was going on? First he tainted, Asher Rabbeinu covered Yisrael. What's happened to be? This is what you do to Klal Yisrael. Now we see a merdeka uptight. A sincere person that he sees covered Yisrael being disregarded. That covered Yisrael, Klal Yisrael standing there on lines and lines and lines. And Moshe, you're the only dying thing that Levadecha. That covered Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers him on that. So it's Moshe Rabbeinu, but you're Moshe Lechoyseh Ki Yovo, a lie, Lidrash Elikim. So it's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not Stam, the kind of Stam to be judged. If you so you see it, you see this scenario in front of you developing that I'm a judge, a regular judge, and they're coming lining up, you know, for the court. Next, please. You're making mistakes. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells them. This show they're coming to find out what the Bnei Shalom says about it. They're coming to find. That's why I believe it's very mistaken that Yisrael changed his taina. First he was saying, it's not Kav Yisrael. So Yisrael didn't talk about Kav Yisrael anymore. Because of how it was Kav Yisrael. To hear the word of the Bnei Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just saying his own day, he was speaking. Come to speak to the Ibanish of a father. Ober. So maybe so comes in a new time and normal people. But by the end of the day, everybody's gonna wear out. The seers is they're gonna wear out. You're gonna wear out. And now the arm also will wear out. There's gonna be a certain wearing out after a while. The wear and tear is gonna be too much on you, worship, to judge so many cases. Oh, that's a new time now. So that Moshe Rabbeinu Atoyot. That's Tamil Chorp showed him in the Psukim why he still changed his time, I think, to Emma Zavar. What we can learn from here, though, is that there's a big Yisoid, that which we touched on Thursday night, more of a different Yisoy, more Indian, but the Yisoy with the Mishnah Shisharm, speaks about, is another Malkoin. And that is the Boisai. Who's the true friend? And who's our true enemy? We mentioned this, I think, once in the Shmuz, on the Motzi Shabbos, we spoke about it a little bit. Here we're talking about it, there we're talking more about Olam HaMalkoin. Now I want to talk about it in terms of Olam HaChaveira. And we seem to find that people look on, you know, the people that we look on as our friends, as the people we like to hang around, as the people that appraise us all the time, and the feeling is a good feeling. And let's talk in this generation, we need that feeling. But there are very few people. And this is in a dual aspect. By very few people who are real friends who want to help out another person, and the fact that they want to sometimes tell him that what he's doing is wrong. Now, it's very almost in the fact to know whether you are a true friend. Because sometimes a person might want to tell you something that you're doing wrong because he's jealous of you. He wants to stop you doing something he doesn't really mean to you. But I don't mean that. I mean a true friend who wants to help a person overcome a certain problem, a certain difficulty, a certain struggle that he has with the Yetzirah. And he might come over and tell the guy, listen, you got it all wrong. You're doing it the wrong way. Superficially, it looks like, you know, the guy's trying to stop me from doing something. But real deep down, the child doesn't care. And just telling the guy always giving him the pump up that you're doing well is important. But a true friend will also come over and sometimes, and you have to know how to do it. And the essence is only shot by a true friend. Because if anybody else who tries to tell somebody he's doing something wrong, they won't be taken the right way. But a true friend, an emissary friend, a person who really cares. I'm worried about what's going to happen to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. You're going to be weird and teared. You're going to be worn out. You're going to be, what's going to happen to you? To that type of person, you have to know how to talk, but if you're really sincere, and he knows you mean the emet, and he knows you really care about him, so then a friend could go over and give him a good piece of advice on how to help his life, on how to help him get by, on how to get by. That's a true friend of his. Standing by the side and letting that guy fall. Oh, let him live his life. Let him try it. Let him fall. That's not the M, it's a true friend. That's not somebody who really cares. That's not somebody who really wants to help somebody. Somebody who really wants to help somebody will try to make the effort. And again, it's difficult because giving techocho or even being a little bit make a bikiris, as we said, trying to be a critic of somebody else's life usually is looked down upon. When a person wants to be critical of somebody else, it's usually looked down upon. But if he's a true friend, and he means to be a true friend, and he wants to be a true friend, so if you know that your friend is doing something wrong, if you know there's another way a friend could do it, that's part of being an emet, a true friend, is trying to help the guy, is trying to teach him the right way. If he'll listen, if he's not going to listen, if he's going to be mamish stubborn, so shame sometimes to say something that's not going to be heard. It's better to say things that you know he's not going to listen to you. But at the end of the day, Rabbi, a person has the responsibility as a true friend, a person that cares, is trying to find and trying to help the guy with his difficulties and trying to go over to him and tell him, you know, maybe doing this and this is not the right thing and show him the right way. But he has to know that you're sincere. He has to know you're amistic. If he's just trying to do it because he's jealous of you, if he's just trying to do it because, you know, he doesn't really think you care about him. If a person knows that you care about him, he'll accept you to chacham. It's proven many times. If a person knows you really care, that you're there if it is thick and thin, you really care about him, then he'll accept you're smooth, you're talk. So if you don't really care about it, you only come to him when you want to be critical of him, that's a waste of time. You're not going to accept it. And Lamaita, that is the greatest friend a person can have in this world. A friend that really cares. That means not only he gives you, when he wants to have a good time, and when he has a gishmai, then he calls you. When he wants to go out and do something, then he calls you. But Lamaita, when it comes down to helping you get to where you need to get, that's the embassy. The person has to look for those type. First of all, to look for those type of friends, those who really care about it. And a person also has to be when he wants. If he wants to be a true good friend, not only pray. The body has to give praise to be there for your friend, but you also have to know how to be there to help your friend overcome his disyonis and to tell him, maybe suggest to him the right way of life and life. And if he respects you. If he care, if you show him that you're a caring guy and he respects you, you have a murderous effect on him. Many people think, nah, he won't listen to me. It's not true. If you come over very sincerely, you come over and you talk to him very straight out, straightforward, and you give him an answer, you take him aside, and you look to help him, many, many times, you don't realize the effect you can have on somebody else. He said, nah, who am I? This and that. It's not true. A lot of people don't realize people are looked up to, especially older bachurim and this, and they can put their arm around a certain guy and tell him, listen, you don't need to do that. I've been there, done that. There's nothing to it. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of life. And the Maaseh Sofer shows that we can have a murderic effect on like that. Many people, and this is from right from the first, that that's the greatest friend that you can have in this world. Somebody who really cares about you and tells you no. Everybody thinks, yeah, the greatest friend just gives and gives and gives. That's also a good friend. But the friend that's able to say no, the friend that's able to tell you that it might not be right, that's the best friend you can have at this time. Those are the friends you have to link up with, and those are the friends you have to be to other people. The Chazal say this is the parasha we mentioned Thursday night that was added in the Torah. And even Moshe Rabbeinu, Chacham Mikol Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu, Nochman Torah, by side. He found Madrig and Moshe Rabbeinu was holding. But again, maybe that's why Moshe Rabbeinu felt it. But Yisro was able to give him proper techo because Yisro really cared. He did it out of Ernstkeit. He didn't do it Stam. Some people, some critical people, every does they're making fun of and they're making. No, but Yisro really cared for Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a son-in-law, and also Yisro was coming into the religion, and he was seeing the beauty of the religion, and he saw that after something here was wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu, you go over to yes, because if you really care, you speak up. If you really care, you try to help somebody. If you really care. You're there for somebody, not only when it comes to putting your arm around them, but also with the arm around them, teaching the Derech HaNochon, the right way of life, Rabbi Yisrael. And there's no greater thing in life, Rabbi Yisrael, to help a person and to teach him the right way, and to give him the chizuk, at the same time, show him that it could be done differently. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, through that, you have a gevaldik eschar, Rabbi Yisrael, and helping another bachur, Rabbi Yisrael. I spoke about it many times. How many times about that? How many times a person could affect the guy for life? The chovas halavav is right. And we think after we go out in the world, after we go out to do kiruv out in the world, but that kiruv can be done in your own base measures. You don't have to join some kiruv program, somewhere in the West Indies to go macabre the aborigines, whatever they are, into Australia. But that you can also macabre your roommate. The guy sleeps in the other, even though it's the other side of the yeshiva, you can also go over there and carve somebody and speak to them on your heart, carve them, talk to them, explain to them you were also in that muffin once and you know what it's about, and teach you the right way, Rabbi Yisrael. Not so good what you're doing. Avada, he has to see the concern. But he sees your emistic, if he sees your ants, you have a meridic effect of his enemy. So, Chavis right. There's no greater thing in the world, Rabbi Yisrael, than being mashpia toiv on somebody. All the tzchah, all the reward, all the everything that comes out, all the mitzvahs, everything. A person can get his own tzchah, but if a person affects somebody else, has an effect on somebody else, all the reward, all the mitzvahs, everything that comes out, Rabbi Yisrael, it just takes a little time and effort. It can affect someone's life deeply. Atzeh techta, parsha the Torah, Yisrael. From just one thing he saw that wasn't going right, he made a comment because he was sincere and earnest about it. It was accepted. And that's what we could do, Rabbi Tayyim. We could change the world for Ernst and Ehrlich and Emmett. Have a good night.